Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like
you. Hi everyone. In some ways, this task is a way to get to know each other by letting you take a look at what I carry with me on a regular basis and hearing what I have to say about it. While task one was primarily a visual task, and this task is primarily an audio task, incorporating music and sound effects, the task is actually multimodal, by the definition of the New London Group, since there's also an essential linguistic element through the narration. The redesign of the assignment brings about new ideas and a new way of viewing and understanding the task. The purpose of assignment one was to introduce ourselves to the class and think about why we choose to transport the things we do. In thinking about this, it was also designed to get us thinking about what technologies are in our bag, and I think really to begin thinking about what text technologies are. The contents of my bag hint at the fact that I like to travel, and do so frequently. This is the bag that I take with me to work each day, but it actually has more items for travel than for the office. There are a few sets of plane tickets, an old hotel receipt, along with some other items I often need for flights. My allergies often act up on flights, so I always have Kleenex, antihistamines, and nasal spray in my bag. That way I don't have to remember to pack them for a flight, I just know they're always there. There's also gravel, because I often travel with kids, usually my own, but it's also come in handy for one of my players returning from a school volleyball trip.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
Not only am I a frequent traveler, I also move between two physical offices each day when I'm actually at the school. My laptop and sometimes my mobile phone are really what make up my office equipment. I use very little paper and try to stick almost exclusively to electronic notes and recording. This is something that I've gradually and intentionally decreased over the course of my working life. In a previous job in healthcare, I had to get rid of years and years of unnecessary paper from my predecessors and have since made a conscious effort to avoid that sort of waste and accumulation. One somewhat wasteful workplace relic that I haven't yet gotten rid of is business cards. There are some of these in my bag, both mine and those of people I've met at conferences. It's still a habit of interactions at conferences and networking events. Although we often exchange emails or have access to contact information in other ways, we still go through the ritual, even if we may not ever actually refer to that card again. Ultimately, the contents of my bag express a pretty simple commuting existence, since I live a few hundred meters from my office and don't have many commuting essentials. A travel mug and my school ID are notably missing, since they are still at my home in India, although when I'm in the office, those would always be with me. Few things speak to my life in India, other than the essential toilet paper and hand sanitizer, which of course has become a part of almost everyone's bag lately. Overall, I'm not sure how much the contents of my bag speak about me and who I am, but hopefully the process of recreating the contents through different modes has provided a little more insight. Thank you for listening.